This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. 21st Civil Service Day being marked today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges employees to promote non-corrupt Nepal. Super Typhoon Yagi leaves at least two dead in China. And 13 Palestinians killed in Israeli bombing of Gaza school and refugee camp. Now the news in detail. 21st Civil Service Day is being celebrated in Nepal today. On the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on civil service employees to help establish Nepal as a non-corrupt nation by delivering efficient public service. Speaking at the 21st Civil Service Day event at Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the need for employees to avoid participating in corrupt activities and to work collectively for good governance. Prime Minister Oli stressed the importance of adhering to the constitution and laws, stressing that state services should not be delayed or altered. The Prime Minister also mentioned plans to expedite the discussion of key bills, including the Civil Service Bill. The Prime Minister criticized recent protests affecting essential services but reaffirmed the government's commitment to promoting economic empowerment. In his message on Civil Service Day, Prime Minister Oli acknowledged the significant contributions of civil servants in democratic movements and their ongoing struggle for professional rights. Prime Minister Oli urged civil servants to enhance their skills, work with dedication, and maintain high morale to achieve good governance and development. Similarly, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta emphasized the civil service's role in maintaining public trust, calling for improved morale, capacity development, and technology integration. Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Chet Narayan Acharya, urged government employees to improve service efficiency and avoid unnecessary legal complications. Similarly, Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, also addressed the occasion, urging employees to provide services with high ethics and dedication. Additionally, to mark Civil Service Day, various tree species were planted at the District Administration Office in Parsa. A woman and her 7-year-old grandson were killed in a road accident that took place in Gardakot Municipality 10 last night. The deceased have been identified as Sri Maya Manantar, aged 55, and her grandson, Vishal Shrestha, of the same locality. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Nawal Parasi, Ved Bahadur Paudil, the two deceased were hit by a passenger bus on the East-West Highway. The bus has been impounded and its driver taken into police custody. The Department of Health has issued a warning about Japanese encephalitis, highlighting the high-risk period from August 31 to October 1. This time is favorable for Culex mosquito breeding, which transmits the Japanese encephalitis virus from infected pigs or ducks to humans. The infection, which is not spread from person to person, has affected 42 people out of 680 samples tested since January 2024. Six deaths have been reported in Kailali, Chitwan, Sarlahi and Sunsari. Vaccination for children over 12 months has been in place since 2016, with catch-up vaccine available for missed doses up to age 5. The public is advised to use mosquito nets, avoid contact with ducks, hens and pigs, and eliminate stagnant water to prevent infection. Landslide in various parts of the country has obstructed transport. All vehicles, including passenger buses, are stranded due to a roadblock between Grang and Thade along the Pasang Lamu section in the district today. Chief District Officer Ved Nidhi Khanna reported that landslides and debris from heavy rainfall last night caused the blockage. Likewise, the Prithvi Highway, previously closed due to landslides, has reopened. Deputy Superintendent of Police Bhesraj Rizal from the District Police Office Chitwan stated that traffic resumed in both directions from 9 a.m. today. Ganesh Chaturthi is being observed across Nepal today. Devotees are participating in prayers and rituals dedicated to Lord Ganesha, hoping for his blessings. Homes and temples are adorned with Lord Ganesha's images and various cultural events are taking place. In Kathmandu, processions are underway and security measures are in place around major temples to ensure a safe celebration. The Chepang community is observing the Chonam festival today. Chair of the Nepal Chepang Association, Govindaram Chepang, said that the event to celebrate the festival is being observed in Tomandada Gandaki Rural Municipality, Gorkha, this year. The festival involves singing, dancing, and family gatherings for a feast. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives is scheduled to meet on Sunday. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting to be held at Singhadarbar premises will hold clause-wise discussion on the Banking Offence and Punishment Second Amendment Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet on Monday, while the National Assembly will meet on Tuesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has confirmed that it bombed the Hamia El Sadia school in northern Gaza, resulting in the deaths of 8 Palestinians who were staying in the tent shelters. According to Al Jazeera, in a separate attack on the Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza, 5 people were killed. According to medical sources, Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Friday claimed the lives of at least 33 Palestinians. The death toll from Israel's war on Gaza has reached at least 40,878, with 94,454 wounded. In Israel, 1,139 people were killed in Hamas-led attacks on October 7. Super Typhoon Yangi hits China's Hainan province, causing heavy rain and strong winds, killing 2 people and injuring 92 others. According to Xinhua, the fatalities occurred in Tian'an County, while Wenchang City reported 2 injuries and Haikou City recorded 80 injuries. Recovery efforts are underway, with over 2,200 workers restoring power to more than 1.5 million affected households. By Saturday morning, over 20% of the households had power restored. Road repairs are in progress, with 51 of 89 blocked roads clear. High-speed rail services are expected to resume Saturday afternoon and ferry services by Sunday evening. Schools were ordered shut from Saturday in the restive Indian state of Manipur after a rocket attack by insurgents killed a civilian and wounded 6 others. According to Agence France-Presse, fighting broke out in the northeastern state more than a year ago between the predominantly Hindu Métis majority and the mainly Christian Kuki community. The conflict has simmered since then, splitting previously cohabitating communities along ethnic lines. A local government notice said all schools in the state would be closed on Saturday, when classes are usually held to protect the safety of the students and teachers. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region of some provinces. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 21st Civil Service Day being marked today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges employees to promote non-corrupt Nepal. Super Typhoon Yagi leaves at least 2 dead in China. And 13 Palestinians killed in Israeli bombing of Gaza school and refugee camp. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.